Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Awkward Breakups.
Why didn't you just tell me the second I walked through the door?
I'm scared.
You're a coward, you spoiled bitch. Is he a good fuck?
Yes.
Better than me.
Different.
Better.
Gentler.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
Tell me.
No.
I treat you like a whore.
Sometimes.
Why would that be? Did you come?
Why are you doing this?
Because I want to know.
Yes, I came.
How many times?
Twice.
How?
First he went down on me, and then we fucked.
Who was where?
I was on top, and then he fucked me from behind.
And that's when you came the second time.
Why is the sex so important?
Because I'm a fucking caveman! Did you touch yourself while he fucked you?
Yes.
You wank for him?
Sometimes.
And he does?
We do everything that people who have sex do.
You enjoy sucking him off?
Yes.
You like his cock?
I love it.
You like him coming in your face?
Yes.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like you, but sweeter.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.
Oh, Julia Roberts, you've come so far since...
Harry Ryder!
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, December 7th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, Santa Claus wants oral sex for Christmas. Plus, Jews love ham, right? And tis the season to call little girls whores. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show, ending the week with a big Friday program. Have a great show for you today. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you guys know what this sound is? If you do, you are on the forefront of new and emerging disgusting websites. Yes, first came Two Girls, One Cup. Now... the imitations are popping up. This is www.twogirlsonefinger.com. And if you guys plan on doing a reaction video, I suggest you fast forward a bit because I'm going to describe what's happening here. It's two girls. The one finger comes into play because they use that finger to stick down their throat and vomit on each other and then eat it up, basically. We've played tons of this type of stuff on Distorted View, so it did not faze me in the least. Although I will say this. Like, chewing up and eating vomit, for some reason, skews me out more than watching some chick eat shit. You know what I mean? I don't know what that's all about. Take that up with my psychiatrist. I'm going to play just a short clip from Two Girls, One Cup. This is where one of the girls is taking one of her fingers, and she's bent over the camera, so all of the vomit splashes onto the lens. This is after they have been vomiting on each other and eating it off of each other and spreading it on each other's tits and stuff. So now the only thing left is, like, liquid vomit. And then after that, even the liquid vomit is gone. What's a girl to do? How about chew on a giant turd? And that's exactly what happens. In many ways, Two Girls, One Finger is a derivative work, just an imitation copycat trying to cash in on the success of Two Girls, One Cup. Riding on the coattails of those two Asian bitches who eat shit cones. And I don't think it's any more shocking than Two Girls, One Cup. It's just shocking in a different way. And again, my listeners won't bat a fucking eye at this shit. It's pretty run-of-the-mill for Distorted View. However, the general public, who's not accustomed to seeing Japanese girls swap vomit and eat, shit, which, by the way, in Two Girls, One Finger was a type 2, for those of you that have the Bristol stool chart memorized. And I know a few of you do. Bless your little freak hearts. All right, I have a reaction video here. This is some chick who wanted to watch Two Girls, One Finger, posted the reaction shot. It's kind of funny. I typically don't play reaction videos, otherwise that's all I would be doing on the show because there's just so many. But this is kind of funny because she is one of those YouTube bloggers, right? And she's always, you know, posting shit. And normally, you know, this would be like the worst type of reaction video because you know the camera's playing. You're going to, you know, play up to the camera a bit and really, like, you know, ham it up. But this girl, you can tell, is being serious because you can't fake a gag like this. Take a listen.
Okay, so everybody knows I like to jump on the bandwagon and do shit that everybody else is doing. And I saw another reaction
video.
She's
a little chunky, not very pretty.
This one's called Two Girls, One Finger. I didn't do really well with the Two Girls, One Cup.
I'll put a link to this on the show notes, by the way, so you can see it for yourself.
But I saw a couple, so I'm going to do this, and I am so scared right now. But I'm going to do it.
www.2girls.
I'm so scared.
Shut up. Should have had this address ready to go.
Okay, I'm hitting enter.
Can you hear the start of it there?
No. Oh, God.
Oh, it doesn't stop there. Can you fast forward just a bit? She's a great gagger. Can you hear the vomiting in the background?
Oh, no! No! No!
This is where she jumps out of her chair because a little bit of puke came up. What a mess. There you go. I'll put a link to that on the show notes as well. And before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, Ryan sent me an email with a link to a porno video. This is of a woman who's very emotional when it comes to sex. You'll see what I mean. Kind of freaks the guy out, actually. Look at that. He is fucking pounding her hard. And she's really responding. Yeah, fuck that pussy fucking hard. Plow it in my cunt. It's very rhythmic. You gotta give it to the guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's gonna make me squirt.
What? What was that? Come again?
Oh, God. He's gonna make me squirt.
He's gonna rape you? What? If he was going to rape you, he's in the middle of it right now, if that's what you consider rape. I don't know what else he could do to you.
Oh, God. He's going to rape me. He's born. Oh, shit. Oh, oh, God, no.
She's saying, oh, God, no, he's going to rape me. Like, if you were the guy fucking this broad, what would you think? I would stop immediately and say, what the hell? What? I'm not raping you. Well, the guy keeps fucking her, though.
Okay, baby.
I heard the word rape. Are you okay?
Cherry, are you okay?
I'm fine. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
I love the catching the breath, like, and swallowing. There you go. Oh, there's one more thing we have to do before we get into the news.
That's right.
No more fear. Black Friday's here. So hot and so cool. It's time to get it on.
That's right. Black Friday is a segment we do on the show where I simply play you blaxploitation films from the 1970s. Okay, it's a little racist. In my defense, though, I have several African-American listeners. At last count, we were up to, I believe, 8. A couple of whom have expressed their amusement with this bit. That is, until we played the trailer for The Monkey Hustle, which I think I lost a few of my listeners on that one. All right, so today's trailer is called Bucktown. It was a movie that I'm assuming features a lawless town called Bucktown, and some black guy has to go in and defeat the mob or something. There's always some sort of mob element in there, and Fred Williamson is going to star in it. Pam Grier is going to be the you know, the sexy black ebony bombshell. All right, let's take a listen to Bucktown.
There's a town where law and order are dirty words, where you can buy a cop.
I think they're talking about Bucktown.
There's a town where law and order are dirty words.
Miami. What?
Where you can buy a cop as easy as a beer. Where the women are friendly as long as you've got the price.
That means they're hooker whore prostitutes.
They call it Bucktown.
I like how the music goes with that. Bucktown. Bam!
They call it Bucktown.
Bam!
Bucktown. Starring Fred Williamson, Pam Grier, Thalamus Rasulallah,
Tony
King.
Did I play this one on the show? Because I remember the name Thalamus Rasulallah.
Thalamus Rasulallah and Tony King. They're the greatest black...
Thalamus Rasulallah? Come on. Aren't there people in Hollywood that's supposed to, you know, help you pick out a new name?
Thalamus Rasulallah and Tony King.
It should be like Thal. Thal Rosa or something. You're not Thalamus Rasulallah.
Thalamus Rasulallah and Tony King. They're the greatest black attack pack you'll ever see.
Well, I think Denzel Washington, Samuel L. Jackson, and Lawrence Fishburne would take exception to that. Those guys are my black pack. All right, let's finish this up here.
What the hell did you know about that?
And they're taking over Bucktown.
Like stealing candy from a baby.
You know any prayers, Cracker?
Damn, brother, you have become one violent dude.
Fred Williamson, Pam Grier, Thalamus Rasulallah, and Tony King. Together, they're dynamite. In Bucktown, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Randomly placed in there. There you go, that's your Black Friday for December 7th, 2000.
It ain't cool being no time turkey.
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now. Alright, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com is the address. We'll be doing an exclusive weekend show on either Saturday or Sunday. And the next week, at some point, we're starting the 12 Days of Distortion, where every single day on the Sideshow, there's going to be a new exclusive something for you guys. Whether it might be a piece of video, audio, or something else. Who knows? It's all going to be a surprise. It's my gift to you! This Christmas, or Chanukka, or Kwanzaa. All right, three quick stories before we get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Seattle. Microsoft quickly shut down the Santa Claus web privileges. Santa Claus was looking at kiddie porn. No more web privileges for you, you creep. It all makes sense now, huh? Yes, Microsoft quickly shut down Santa Claus's web privileges after it found out the automated elf it created for instant messaging with kids was talking naughty, not nice. Some poor little girl instant messaging the elf. Tell Santa I want a Bratz doll! And the elf replies,
get on webcam and finger blast your cunt! Or else Santa's gonna stuff coal down your snatch. That's all you'll be getting.
Blink. Bloom. Blink. It's my IM impression. Bloom. 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 Alright, did you like my evil elf voice?
Your mother sucks cocks in hell! Lick me! Lick me!
Back to the story here. Last year, Microsoft encouraged kids to connect directly to Santa by adding NorthPoleLive.com to their Windows Live Messenger contact list. The Santa program, which Microsoft reactivated in early December, asks children what they want for Christmas and can respond on topic via instant messaging thanks to a bit of artificial intelligence. Microsoft's holiday cheer soured this week. Oh no. When a reader of a United Kingdom-based technology news site, The Register, reported that a chat between Santa and his underage nieces about eating pizza prompted Santa to bring up oral sex. Santa, instead of cookies this year, I'm gonna leave you out of pizza. What kind of toppings do you like? Mushroom, sausage, ham, pepperoni, celery, bananas, pineapple, anchovies? Just tell me so I know. Bloom. Blink.
I want to lap up your sweet underage pussy juices. Santa wants the stench of your cunt stuck in his white beard.
Bloom. Blink. Truth be told, I don't know the noises that Windows Messenger makes. I'm doing AOL Instant Messenger. Feel free to isolate this audio and make it your own Windows Messenger chimes. Bloom. Blink. After declining the writer's repeated invitations to eat pizza, a frustrated Santa burst out with, "You want me to eat what? It's fun to talk about oral sex, but I want to chat about something else." The exchange ended with the writer and Santa calling each other a dirty bastard. Microsoft spoke, "Well, come on, that's kind of misuse. You don't call Santa a dirty bastard. What do you expect him to say? Yeah, well, you're a fucking dirty bastard, too." Microsoft spokesperson Adam Sohn said the company's engineers tried to clean up Santa's vocabulary, but even after making the changes to the software, the company wasn't comfortable keeping Santa online. "It's not like if you say, 'Hello, Santa,' he's going to throw inappropriate stuff at you," said Sohn. "In this case," he said, "Santa's lewd comments were sparked by someone pushing this thing to make it do things it wasn't supposed to do." Second story we have for you today, this is a short one, but if you are in New York and you are Jewish, one grocery store has a delicious deal on ham for you. Yes, a grocery store in Manhattan made a food faux pas advertising hams as, quote, delicious for Hanukkah. Do you think, like, the Nazis made Jews eat pork? Like, force feed it to them? That would be pretty fucking demoralizing, you know what I mean? That's the way you torture someone. "Oh, sometimes I wish I was alive back in the 30s and 40s. I'm not saying I would be a part of Hitler's army. I'm just saying I would throw some ideas out there, and whoever wants to take them, you know. I'm an ideas man. What can I say?" Hanukkah is an 8-day Jewish holiday, of course, that began Tuesday evening. And hams, as well as pork and other products from pigs, can't be eaten under Jewish dietary laws. Interestingly enough, in order for soda to be classified as kosher, they have to take the high fructose corn syrup out and replace it with actual sugar. So if you live in a very Jew-friendly neighborhood, somewhere there's a high Jew count, you might be lucky and find kosher Coke. And you can see there's like a little Jewish kosher symbol or something, and that has real sugar. So if you guys want to try Coke with real sugar as opposed to high fructose corn syrup, now might be a good time. Where you'd be able to find that, I guess. That has nothing to do with the story. A woman who saw the mistake over the weekend at the Balducci store on 14th Street took pictures of the signs and posted them on her blog, which I have to find. Jennifer Barton, director of marketing, said that the signs were changed as soon as the error was noted. She issued an apology on the company website, saying the company would be reviewing its employee training. So there you go. Hopefully I can find that blog, and then I'll snatch that advertisement and make it the album artwork today. Final story we have for you today. It's another short one. A Father Christmas has hung up his Santa suit after he's claiming he's been fired for saying ho, ho, ho. Australian Santa John Oakes claims he's been fired for saying ho, ho, ho because his bosses say it's offensive to women. I guess that can be offensive towards women, although I can think of things that are way worse.
Oh, there are several ways to irritate a lady. You could mention that her hat's gone out of style. Oh, that's sure to get a miffed. It's bound to cause a tiff. But here's a little trick to go the extra mile. Give a just a little kick in the cunt.
Ah, yes.
Kick in the cunt. You'll sure have a stunt if you go for the punt with a jolly good kick in the cunt.
Right. Any bitch who is offended by the ho 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 thing should just receive a swift kick to the cunt. Ding! I swear, it seems like every couple of years, like, the same story comes up. And I'm pretty sure, back in, like, 2001 or so, I read a story just like this. John Oak, 70, says he was fired for saying ho, ho, ho and singing Christmas carols. He claims agency employer Westaff ordered their Santas to say ha, ha, ha instead of ho, ho, ho because ho is derogatory. Whatever. Mr. Oakes told the Carnes Post, "After my shift on Monday, I got a call from my manager telling me my services were no longer required. I hadn't done anything wrong, so I asked her why, and she said, 'You said ho, 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 and that's not appropriate.' She also said I wasn't supposed to sing, but I was only singing Jingle Bells." Well, in the staffing agency's defense, you were singing the Cheryl Murkowski version of Jingle Bells.
Jingle cunt, jingle cunt, my pussy's fully lapsed, honey. I'm rubbing my mushy abortion all over my titties.
You know, I don't know what the hell she would sing.
Smoke eye.
It's really hard to do with strep throat. Alright, this poor son of a bitch said she also said I wasn't supposed to sing, but I was only singing Jingle Bells to get the kids to laugh for their photos. It's just ridiculous, and everything's changed because of the new rules. U.S.-based Westaf denied the words were a factor in Mr. Oak's case. Company spokesperson Bert Jant said the candidate was not sacked, nor was his use of the term ho-ho-ho a factor in our decision. You see, the candidate's attitude was not in line with the requirements of our client and of their customers. Well, how the hell are you supposed to be jolly if you can't sing Jingle Cunt? All right, that, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here.
I'm dreaming of a wet prolapse.
All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim. Underage listener from California here.
All right.
And
speak up, please. Caller, speak up.
The elderly. First step is setting up the hospital for the incurably old.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can set up some sort of, I don't know, unfortunate gas explosion where one of the old fucks got to smoke one of their menthols.
Mm-hmm. It would sound probably something like this.
Soon they get a call telling them I was killed in an accident. But hey, I'm wearing a busted harness here. And the company should have checked those tanks to...
It's been an accident!
The sweet sound of death. All right, next up.
Tim?
Yeah?
You already played those Canadian public service announcements.
I did not. Lies.
Hey, Jim. I just wanted to come call in and say hi.
Hi.
And I wanted to ask you what your bra size was.
Oh!
You know, getting after your Christmas right now.
I don't know what my bra size is. If you go on my MySpace profile, there's a picture of me posing for a bra. My first bra.
Down about the saline injections, they're not really into the testicles themselves, they're into the sack, so it's just filling the sack up.
Is that Jeremy?
So it's nothing like the feeling of the weight of a big, meaty pair of Euro balls in the palm of your hand that are right underneath a dick. Now, that doesn't really match up proportionally in size, but whatever, it's okay. Also, okay. About the...
Oh, I actually got a message. Someone sent me... Shiloh emailed me on the topic of saline injections. Shiloh says, wow, you've been hitting a lot of topics that I know about. It's Shiloh from Hollywood, and I have a friend who was a dominatrix in the past, and she told me about the saline shots. First, there's a little background on it here. Saline is a harmless liquid that your body easily absorbs within a few hours after having it injected into your body via a syringe. Med students will practice giving injections on one another with saline in order to become proficient in administering, you know, shots and stuff. The only side effect of missing a vein with the saline injections is that there will be a raided spot on the area where the person giving the shot missed. This is where people got the idea for the BDSM style shots, I guess. In the S&M scene, it's not uncommon to see people who purposely miss any main arteries or veins in order to get this puffing effect. So, like I said, if you go on XTube and search saline injections, you can see these guys with giant balls. Their sacks are just filled with saline. People have been known to inject saline into their testicles, breasts, ass, clits, nipples, penises, etc., etc. I hope that helped give you a little more background on the strange fetish, and I hope you get better soon. Well, thank you very much, Shiloh. How much money do you think it would take to get the window licker to inject saline into his testicles and then jerk off? Name your price, window licker. Waiting for you.
Do I wanna buy
Christmas shoes? It's that time of year. Oh, it's just an awful song. I think one of the best of shows we recently played featured my little rant on Christmas shoes. It's got to be, like, the most hated holiday song ever. No one likes this. But every goddamn year... The fucking shoes and the cancer and the moon and the stars and the this and the that.
What's up? It's Ty from Denver here again. Yeah, sorry to be gay and call right back, but I just wanted to let you know that when you're sick, I don't think you need to do what we all do when we're sick and do the call-in voice. I'm sick. I got to call into work today.
I wasn't doing that. Shut up. I was really sick. Look, normally I don't do that. But when your throat is fucked up, you can't talk normally. Right? Shut up.
What's
I hate
up,
you people.
Timmy, Steve-O from Chicago.
Calling me out on that. How dare you?
You careless fairy, you. You missed a golden opportunity on today's show, which was Thursday, December 6th.
Okay, what did I miss?
You were talking about the woman that spiked the guy's drink with Visine.
Yeah.
Proceeded to say
he
that,
gets the red out.
He vomited. He had bleeding rectum.
Oh, right. Then I played that sound effect.
He said he had trouble breathing. And that would have been the perfect time to drop a jigoo.
Yeah, that's true. I could have done a jigoo there.
Living, I have big news for you. Something you need to know. Never shake a baby.
All right. Misguided hey, attempt at humor North, there, okay.
From North Carolina, on my way to work, and I saw the funniest thing. There was a homeless guy on the side of the road.
I'm laughing already.
I'm begging for money. But he was talking on his cell phone.
He needs money to pay his cell phone bill. That makes sense.
Happy birthday, Distorted View. It's your favorite ex-soccer mom. My birthday is Sunday. Distorted View's birthday is Sunday. Oh, it's
wow.
Made in hell.
That is so true. I completely forgot about that.
He just had to give a shout-out and tell you we're just so pleased that Sunday is Distorted View's birthday, and I'm glad you're here.
Why didn't I know that?
Day, and I'm not pleased it's turning 38 this year, but last week Alexis gave me hope. She let me know that when I am 70, there's going to be someone out there that's going to fuck me and fuck me hard, Tim, and it makes me very happy because
right.
I know I'm going to live longer than my husband. And, you know, even at that age, I'm going to need it. So.
Yeah, your pussy's aching for it. I don't mean to cut you off here, but I do have to give you an update. Guess who I spoke to recently for you longtime listeners of Distorted View? Wonder She is back. That's right. She's doing fine. She had to stop listening to the program for a while because her job was keeping her very busy. But now I think things have died down a little bit. I'm trying to get her to call into the voicemail line to say hi to you guys. Hopefully that'll happen soon.
Hi, Tim. This is Celia in Minneapolis.
Hello.
You know, I know you're busy dying of the AIDS and the hepatitis
right.
and all that.
The hepatitis, the AIDS, the testicular cancer, colon cancer. What else did I have? I can't remember.
PO box so that we can send you presents for the holidays
ooh.
Before you die. That would be nice.
Yes, I've got to do that. I'm going to do that tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Hey, Tim. It's Rip Cunt from Hartford, Connecticut.
Rip Cunt.
Hey, I wrote a story a couple years ago about Santa Claus fucking some deer and some elves. I think it would make a great Fantastic Tuesday. Wondering if you'd be interested in it.
Abso-frutely. Just send it along to me at my email address and just say, you know, in the subject line, Rip Cunts Santa Sextastic Tuesday or something like that.
Tim, Sideshow Dave from Illinois.
Hey, Sideshow Dave.
Hey, yesterday you were doing the Canadian PSAs.
Yes.
The one with the Fry Girl.
Oh, my
you,
favorite.
You were describing how her face had been melted off.
Melty face.
You said, at this point, you can't do anything for her because she's already fried her face off.
So hard.
You needed to add so,
so
hard.
So I know. I thought of that afterwards.
She fried her face off so hard.
That's right.
Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, Sideshow Dave, and everyone for calling into the voicemail line. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God, he's gonna rape me. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, I will be back this weekend for an exclusive show for you. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Monday to start a whole week of programs. Until then, you guys have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Get out of here, you goddamn jackass!